We live in a day and age where many people crave citizenship of a particular country. Because being in another country, if the country is managed well, can cause your entire life to be redefined. When you become a child of God, as much as we are on earth, where is our real citizenship? And how are we supposed to live our lives so that we can live so effectively here, drawing from our home country? Everybody born in Christ, you are registered in Zion's registry. So when you come into Christ, you are actually a citizen of a country. This is where we find ourselves spiritually. So you on earth must have this consciousness that you are a citizen of a country, which must become very real to you. And what's the name of that country? That country is called heaven.
Now, your word in season.
God bless you so much. Just for some few minutes, let's get into the word of God. Amen. Good to see everybody. We've been on a journey discussing Zion. And I pray that all of us have an open heart for what the Lord has for us. Today, let's begin our journey from Joel chapter 2. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. Say, I function by the kingdom of heaven on earth. Say, Zion is my place. I reside there and I see the blessings here on earth. Amen. Let's go to the book of Joel. Joel, the book of Joel, chapter number 2. I want us to, you know, in Joel, chapter 2, there's a lot of the prophetic words concerning the last days and even the outpouring of God's Spirit upon his people, okay? Then when you go down to the last verse, which is verse 32. Hallelujah. Somebody here. He says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. Say, there shall be deliverance. So the moment you come to Zion, there is deliverance. The moment you confess the Lordship of Jesus, whatever it is that troubles your life, you are supposed to experience deliverance. All right? For upon Mount Zion, in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be what? Deliverance. Now, if you have confessed the Lordship of Jesus, he says, those who call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So, nothing has enough power to hold you bound. Okay? Whatever it is, whether it's demons that you think are so powerful that are holding your life bound, or family curses, or whatever it is, nothing has enough power to hold your life in bondage. Once you come into Christ, and you call on the name of the Lord, he says, you shall be what? Delivered. Say, I'm delivered. So I say, no, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. There are many things that are pushing me down. I need deliverance. I tell you, you don't need deliverance. What you need to know is what you have become in Christ, then automatically you are delivered. You are not getting the point. Hallelujah. So, let's say there are family cases. Everybody comes from a family, right? And typically in Africa, we really believe that all our families have some issues. Isn't it? Yeah. So, after I've come to Christ, is it when I've come to Christ, after I have now been born again and come into Christ, is it now the time to for me to break those curses? A lot of those curses, they don't break. Because the families probably have already been sold out. But you, that you have now come into Christ. Now in Christ, you have been delivered from the curses of that family. I hope you are getting it. Now, they may try to let you know you are still part of us and we own you. Now, you have to now enforce what you have received in Christ. That doesn't make sense. Yes. Sometimes some people say, Pastor, you don't know. Our family is very difficult. All of us, our families are difficult. It's only you. All of us, the value is the same. Once it's an African family that probably have not served Christ for generations, there's something there. But once you come into Christ, shout, I'm delivered. Shout it. You didn't shout it all. I want the building to feel your presence. That's right. So if you find yourself under any form of bondage, what you need to now know is how to use your authority in Christ to overcome those things. Not that you are not delivered. For the one in Christ would only stay bound if he permits it. I hope you heard me. Ask the person sitting by you, did you hear what Pastor said? What did Pastor say? Let the person tell you. Receive an answer. If the person doesn't give you an answer, don't leave the person. Praise God. So once you come upon Mount Zion, remember that deliverance is yours. All right? Look at somebody and say, deliverance is yours. Praise God. Now let's read another scripture. Now let's go to the book of Obadiah. Obadiah 1:17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. So once you step on Mount Zion, and in Hebrews 12, where did he say we have come? Ye are come unto Mount Zion. So it says, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. That means the moment you step on Mount Zion, you experience deliverance and you are set apart. You are set apart. You are set apart as a special person. Say, I'm special. I'm special. I know some of you don't think you are special, but say it. You are very special. You are very special. You are extremely special. Huh? Some people wait for the endorsement of others before they know they are special. Say, I'm special. I'm special. That's who you are. You've been separated. The fact is that holiness doesn't mean you have stopped fornicating. Oh, yes. Do you know most of the time, the moment we say holy, the only thing that comes into our mind is fornication. Listen to me. You are actually holy. I'm going to say something. You can be holy. You are holy. If even you are still in the thing, I said you are holy. It sounds controversial. Let me say it again. It is not your stopping it that makes you holy. It is your being made holy that empowers you to stop it. You didn't still get it. Let me say it again. The fornication. You see, one thing when we say holiness, fornication comes into our mind is that many people on earth fornicate. So to not be a fornicant is a very special state. Like not to be involved in sleeping around. It makes you very special. Because many people, the people you don't suspect that they are doing it, the way they are into it, sometimes their faces look very innocent. But what they do, people of God. But you see, when we speak about holiness, don't let your mind go to fornication. Holiness means you are set apart. You are special. So now, because you have been set apart and you are special, don't do it. You are now set apart for God's use. So don't do that. You have been set apart. So don't do that. Huh? And now you have the what it takes to not do it. So everybody here who is still into it. I heard one man of God preach a message sometime. He said, who is into you? I said, Adama Diato Kasata, who is into you? I said, that's a wild thing. Look at somebody for me and tell the person, you are holy.
You are holy.
Yes. And what does holy mean? Set apart. And you are what? Special. That means you only do the things special people who have been set apart do. Don't be doing otherwise. Yeah? Come on, say it again. I'm special. I'm special. Say it, I'm special. So he says, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob, they shall possess their what? Possessions. So on Mount Zion, you can't be bound by anything. And on Mount Zion, you cannot be a common person. You are special. Then on Mount Zion, you possess what belongs to you. So whatever belongs to us in Christ, we take possession of it. He says, they shall possess. That means you take it by force. Their possessions. Alright? And in Christ, what belongs to you? What belongs to you? Divine health belongs to you. Prosperity belongs to you. Huh? Forward ever, backwards never belongs to you. Shout, I'm making progress. Shout, I'm making progress. Shout, I am prospering. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, every blessing we'll enjoy in Zion is not an end in itself. That is here. Why? Because there is coming the real kingdom. So no matter what we enjoy here, it is to prepare us and help us function well so that we can have a spot in the coming kingdom. Some of us, since we came to know the things in the Bible and what Jesus said and all that and his return, sometimes it's taking so long, we think it will never come. It will come. And that is one of the important things that the church must emphasize, that there is a coming kingdom. So irrespective of all that you become here, it must be preparing you for your real inheritance, which is not here yet. So now that you are born again and you are a child of God, last week I told you, it's not enough just to be a child of God. You must grow and mature to become a son of God, a matured son of God, one that can be pleased, one that is ready for an inheritance. Okay? You know, when we talk about the age to come and the coming kingdom, those that really are not growing don't like it because they want what is presently here now. But everything here one day will end. So that is why the church is important to bring your mind to these things sometimes. Because that's the reality. It doesn't matter what you become here. One day you will leave this place. Alright? So from time to time, your mind is supposed to be brought to the real inheritance, which is the coming kingdom. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. So, you are a child of God. But don't settle there. He expects us to grow. He expects us to mature into sonship. All right? Into sonship. That is when you would really be one that is placed. You have a place in the kingdom. So, this morning, just for some few minutes, I want to continue from where we left off last week. If you are not in church last week, I want to encourage you, get on the social media platforms, like Telegram, okay? Download the messages and listen to them again and again. It will help you. It will help you grow. All right? Amen. When you go to YouTube, the videos are left there. You can go over them and listen again and again, and you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Beautiful. So, church is not an end in itself. Whenever God gives you the opportunity to be part of the church has an assignment. What is the assignment of the church? Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 11. So now you have come onto Mount Zion. When you accepted Christ, you are Mount Zion, right? Now you will possess your possessions. Now you are set apart. You are special. But then he puts you to a church. Why does he put you into a church? So church is not just to have fun, though yes, it's good to have fun. Just to come and sing and dance like we're doing beautiful, we'll continue to sing and dance. Just to come and have fellowship and see one another. Yes, we'll continue to do that. All of that are good things. But what is the real purpose that he puts us in a church? He says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. The next verse. For the perfecting of the saints. So when you come to church, it's for perfecting you. All right? Hello? For the work of the ministry. That means if you are part of the church, after a period of time, we should see you doing some work of ministry. If that doesn't happen, the church is not fulfilling its purpose in your life. And you are not paying attention to what you should be becoming as one that exists in Zion. Hello? All right. It says, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Go. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. So you see, the church has a... So if you are given a pastor, I'm not here just to excite you. No, I will give account. When you were brought to me, I told you last week, in one of the parables, Jesus said he gave some 5 talents, 2, then 1. Then they were supposed to trade. And I told you that those talents were those in the fivefold. So now, what am I using my talent for? If I'm trading with my talent, I will bring back other talents. All right? Hello? Don't lose me. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. So I have an assignment in your life. And of the knowledge of the Son of God. Somebody say Son of God.
Son of God.
Okay, simple quiz. Who is the Son of God? Who is the Son of God?
Jesus
Christ. All right? But you see, Jesus was the first Son of God to bring other sons unto glory. So he came to die and was raised from the dead. And that was not just an end in itself. He brought us unto glory. So he wants us to come to the full knowledge of the Son of God. Then, unto... Come on, talk to me. The word perfect there is a matured man. A full grown man. Not a child. Not just one that is born. Hello? A perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So he wants us, when we stand on that day, when you stand and Jesus stands, there shouldn't be a difference. You should have come to that maturity that he reached as the Son of God. That is serious. And some of us don't even take church serious. Traditionally, church has become like a club. Opa, you do what you like. When you don't feel like coming, you don't come. If you feel like joining something to do, you do. If you don't feel like it, you don't do. You see, and it is like, that is how church is. Church is not like that. It's a serious business. Church is supposed to bring you to that place. So everybody in church, whatever you possess on Zion, it's not an end in itself. You are supposed to be brought up. Go back to the verse 12. For the perfecting, the moment you enter church, No, I am here to be perfected. Now, what is to be perfected? What is it to be perfected? When we say perfected, it doesn't mean you are not perfect already in Christ. It means you are supposed to be dressed, okay, for the job. So, you came in with different ideologies. Now, when you come to church, you are supposed to be taught so that you would throw away the wrong ideologies and put on the things you are supposed to put on to work for him. That is the word perfecting. That's what and ask the person for me. Did you hear what Pastor said? Or and I say, see why you're Bisanemami. Ask the person. Hallelujah. So he wants us to be perfected. So you ask yourself, I've been in church for how many months? 6 months. What do I know? What work am I involved in doing? Some have been 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. All they do is come to Sunday. It's a sign that you are not growing into a matured son. You may be a child of God, but nothing concerning the cause of Christ are you truly involved in. You see, the only messages you like are the bless me ones and the ones that give you direction to accomplish your vision. But when it comes to building God's work, you are not involved. It's a sign that the church is not accomplishing its assignment in you. And you are also not allowing yourself to be brought to be perfected. So I can walk up to you and ask you, what do you do to practically build the kingdom of God? And you may not have anything to say. You say, oh, I come to church. But the church has an assignment. The church has an assignment. Jesus picked 12 ordinary fishermen. Then, by the time he was through with them, they were all apostles. You have been in church for 1 year. What are you becoming? Is perfecting really going on? If truly perfecting is going on, you would now be involved in the work of ministry. If you are not involved in the work of ministry, I tell you, perfecting is not going on. You are just becoming a good businessman, but not a perfect man in Christ. Hey! I think my message today is good. Perfecting. To fully finish. To fully dress. Any nurse on duty will not be wearing mufti. If a nurse is on duty, he will be in the nurse's dress. Whether, whatever, white, green, brown, pink. Not pink for me, so by all that's all. Pink. Charlie, it's a problem. Pink nurses. Are you following it? Anybody who is fully dressed for work, you see that they are about their work. So the question is that, now that you are in Christ, are you being perfected? If you are being perfected, truly, truly being perfected, after a certain period of time, you will be involved in the work of ministry. If you are not, I'm not preaching something that is different from what we are reading. If you are not involved, the perfecting has an aim. Perfecting of the saints. If there's true perfecting, you'll be involved. You will be doing something. If there's nothing being perfecting is not going on. If perfecting is not going on, then look, the rest won't go on. Verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. So you realize that many a time, certain things about your faith is lacking. Then he says, and of the knowledge, the full knowledge of the Son of God. Coming to full knowledge means you understand and you appreciate and you are involved with whatever the Son of God came to do, you have grasped it. Unto a matured man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So I dare to say, many will come to church, but on that day, they will be surprised. They didn't come to the knowledge of the Son of God. They did not become what? Part of the perfect man. And they did not become ones who were unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And I tell you, it will affect you in that day. I know now, it may not look like it affects you that much, because the pronouncement of blessing will make your business prosper. But whatever business you did on earth will come to an end one day. In that day, what will be of you? That is where my interest is now. So church has a responsibility. So allow the responsibility God has given to the church to have its way in your life, because it cannot be forced on you. You must allow yourself. So I told you last week, irrespective of what you do, you can still do ministry and you must be involved. Ask somebody for me. The pastor can. Is it going? Is it really going? Amen. Now just maybe one or two things, then we go. Maturity is for a reason. Listen, maturity is for a reason. Maturity is for service and for judgment. Maturity is for what? So when you start to grow as a child of God and you are coming onto sonship, what will happen is that you will begin to serve and you will begin to judge matters in the light of Christ. Okay? So the first thing that you will see is that if you are really yielded to the training in the house of God where you are being perfected, and the end result is that we want to bring you into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, you will realize that service is in your mind. To do service, what do you do? What are you involved in doing as far as the work of the ministry is concerned? All right? And the first thing that happens is that because you are born of God, now you are in possession of the life of God. Please follow me. Say, I'm born again. I'm born of God. I am a child of God. So I am in possession of the life of God. The first thing you see yourself, if you are truly maturing, listen carefully, is that you would now become a dispenser of the life that you have received from Him. What did I just say? So others, you will be concerned that others will also come to receive that life. That's where it starts from. Hey. Because what did Jesus come to do? Frankly speaking, did Jesus come to do supermarket? Let's face it. Check your profession. Was Jesus a fashion designer? Let's check it. Was Jesus a mason? A doctor? Yes, I know somebody will argue, Jesus was a doctor. Yes, I know where you are going. But don't go in that direction. So if you are coming to the knowledge of the Son of God, and the Son of God is the measurement, What did the Son of God become on earth? That you are not focusing on that one at all. He came to give life. I know some of you don't like ministry. Every true message of Christ will make everybody in church a minister. Because that is the measurement. Hey. Jesus was a carpenter, don't forget. He was a carpenter. But in his maturity and accomplishing God's dream, was he doing coffins, wardrobes, furniture? What was he? He died on the cross to save mankind. He brought man life. Oh, I know you want me to close. The day we stand in front of Jesus, many of you will remember, I say, this pastor told me, but I didn't take it serious. Because nowadays, people have made ministry look like ministry is to get things for yourself. Ministry is to bring you unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So to be very frank, I personally feel that at a point when the people don't want to be, pastors must sack them. He said, "Unye serious. Unpese ubese sa. Please don't come again. When you make up your mind to work for the Lord, then you continue, you come. But from next month." Do you know an amazing thing? Jesus told a parable. He said, a man planted a vineyard. Then he wanted fruit. He came for 3 years. There was no fruit. Then he said, cut it down. Then the servant said, leave it for one more year. If it bears fruit, fine. If it doesn't, then we cut it down. I personally believe that after you have come into Christ, after 3 years, we should be seeing you doing the work of the ministry. Check, some of you have been here 5 years. It is even difficult to get you to come for Sunday service. And when we say it, they say, the pastors want us to come to this so that they will get a lot of money. No, not some of us. Some of us are too conscious of this. A day is coming. You remember me. I have told people, a day is coming. I don't talk again. All this plenty, come on. I don't talk again. Then you'll be crying, I won't see. You'll be going around my coffin, I won't see. Then when you appear before Jesus, they suffer the catcher. Went see. All of us are so busy with our own stuff. But when it comes to, are you maturing? Are you coming to the full stature? The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Are you coming to that place where God can point to you and say, this one is like my son? You are becoming every other thing apart from this one. And that is what church is for. Some of you, we have to beg you. You know, Wednesday, it is called Wisdom Impartation Service. You don't even care. You don't care. Ask somebody, do you care? Because it is like church, when you come to church, it's for pastor. But the pastor has an assignment towards you to perfect you. Now that you are not coming. Now you are not coming, ye. Perfecting ye. Burden. Now that you choose which ones to come. Now that I will talk. Day is coming. Obefemi. Those who don't understand me. Obefemi means you will miss me. Because I told you. Anyway. Everyone who is growing as a child into a son must be concerned about the dispensing of life. What he has given you, are you concerned that others will have it? If everybody should get involved, I tell you, in one month, we will see many people come to the Lord because we are maturing. Yeah. we will see many people come. But when you have, excuse me to say, selfish children of God, because usually children are selfish. Have you ever given a child something? You say, Mommy B, you gave it to him. Mommy B, he say, no. Usually, children, when they get something, they don't share. I know some of the children share, but you see, selfishness. Many children of God are selfish. When you are a child and you are not maturing into a son, you receive, you are not sharing anything with anybody. Nobody can say that it was through you that they came to know Jesus. Because you have Jesus for yourself, and now you have come to Zion. You are possessing your possessions, and you have done this. Do you understand the point? You are not doing this. Now, you are not telling others there are goodies on Zion. Come. You become a dispenser of life. The life of God that you have received. Hey. Amen. And I won't stop preaching this message. The moment you are growing into the Son of God, a matured Son of God, you start dispensing life. Now, have you ever heard this statement, the Son of Man? In the Bible, the Son of Man. See the order. It says, when we come into the full knowledge of the Son of God, the heirs of God, we will now be brought unto a perfect man. That means perfect man is the pinnacle of the Son of God. Let me say it again. That means when you are a child of God, you mature into a son of God. Then as you continue to mature, the highest form of the Son of God is called the Son of Man. Somebody say, Pastor, what are you saying? Can I have three of you? Three. Come up here. Are you a child of God? And you know the child, there are even some who are not just children. They lack understanding in the matters of God. So they are nephews. Like, as for them, they are infants. They have not even learned to talk yet. Whenever you tell them, In Mount Zion, you cannot be bound. You are delivered. You say, no, suffer, I'm bound. You see, those ones, they are nephews. They lack understanding. When they begin to grow in understanding, they stand as a child. You see, when you give birth to a child, he can't talk. He can't walk. Nothing. He can't eat solid food. So you have to be patient. When he wants to urinate, he urinates on himself. Many Christians are urinating on themselves. I mean spiritual. I'm talking about nepios. I tell you, I'm still here. They are still pooping into their pampers. No, come on, come to church. It's a problem. Pampas level. And it doesn't matter your age. In the spirit, pampas level. Then at a point, the child begins to walk. Then as even is learning to walk, it falls sometimes. That is why, you see, I tell people, God doesn't kill you because you sinned. Sin is just a proof that you are still learning how to walk. If you still do some things, are you following it? Then, at a point, the baby stands and begins to walk briskly. Then every parent is happy. You cry that you're a man. You are happy when your child starts walking properly and can understand things.
and will stop wee-weeing in on herself and stop pooping. You cry, you are happy. How much more God? So now, children don't excite God. When you start maturing, that is when you start exciting him. And I said, maturity is for service and judgment. So, now, he wants to bring you into a matured man. Maturity, I said, is for service and judgment. Come. All of you, line up here. Face me. God forbid. This is just an illustration. It's not reality. So let's say these are all children of God. They were all born on the same day in Christ. Now, after 3 years, let's say this one yielded himself to go through the training in the church. This one decided he won't. I said it's illustration. It's not true. It's not reality. It is just an illustration. Are you here? Okay. Then this one, I said it's just an illustration. Just was concerned about accomplishments on earth. Because of their different levels of understanding, this one just comes to church to excite himself, but he won't be committed. This one comes, but his whole mind is on accomplishments here. So there are certain messages he doesn't like. This one, he will receive everything, but he won't do. I said it is not, it's just... It's just illustration. But this one decided that everything I hear, I will do. I will be there. I will practice what I'm told and I will grow. So, in 3 years, you see that this one, as far as the perfect man is concerned, he would have moved forward. Are you getting it?
Yes.
These two, though it will look like they are growing physically, and everything physical is progressing, but as far as the perfect man is concerned, they are not moving anywhere. That means they will not be involved in dispensing life, and they will not be preparing themselves for servanthood and rulership, judgment. Are you following it? Then let's say this one decided to change his mind. That is the only time he starts to move. So the church has small groups that are supposed to ensure that people are welcomed to church or invited to church or warned to Christ. He starts getting involved. Now he starts moving. Now he's maturing. Therefore, he is serving. The day of judgment is not yet. Though he will now be practicing judgment in the sense that because now he knows the things of Christ, as a matured man, he can say, this one is not of Christ. I won't do it. This one is of Christ. I'll be involved. Are you following?
Yes.
Then they will be moving. But at different levels, pace, because all of them are not responding to the word the same way. Probably, maybe this one even came into Christ before them, but it doesn't mean anything. Maybe he's even older than them, but it doesn't mean anything. So in that day, there will be shocks. Some would have been in Christ for a long time, but no rank. No rank. No rank. No rank. All of us know that if even you were part of, if you are part of those that are jubilating for the winning party, everybody is jubilating for the winning party. Not everybody will get appointment. Because Wait, because you don't even have a party card. So as for citizenry, listen, citizenry will enjoy a certain kind of blessings because we are all Ghanaians. But the state will buy fuel for some. Some, right from January, their passports will change from the normal to diplomatic. But we are all Ghanaians. Not all Christians excites God. And on that day, you will know that though you received and jubilated that you have won, you did not commit yourself to anything, and therefore, there will be no reward for you. Am I communicating? I'm finishing. Thank you very much. I said it's illustration. It's just illustration. So, Son of God, when you continue to mature, in a day, the Son of Man will be a company. It is not going to just be Jesus. It is going to be Jesus and those that truly grew in the knowledge of the Son of God and are part of the perfect man. Perfect man. So Jesus will call himself the Son of Man. He will be calling himself the Son of God, and then will switch and call himself the Son of Man. For what reason? Because the perfect man is a company, and he is the head. And the Son of Man is for judgment. Will you have a throne on that day? Just two scriptures. We read, we go. John chapter 5, verse 25 to 27. I hope you see it. I'll finish soon. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of who? And they that hear shall. So now, all those who are maturing into the Son of God, when people hear your voice, they will leave because you bring them life. You bring them into Christ. Hello. The next verse, 26. For as the Father had life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. 27. And he had given him authority to execute judgment. Also because he is the Son. Why? When he got to judgment, why didn't he say he's the Son of God? But he said he's the Son of Man. Because it is the perfect man, the matured man that will judge. Okay. Revelation. Revelation 3:21. I pray you will change your mind and say, hey, I will do something. I will work for the Lord. I will get involved. Because if what church is all about is just to make you rich and give you more money and make you prosper, then the church is not fulfilling its obligation. The church has an assignment. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. What are thrones for? Judgment. Matthew 19, verse 28 to 30. I pray you see it. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, that is the age to come. Hello? Yes. When the Son of shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So see, this one he was speaking to his disciples. And he says, on that day when I judge, you will also judge. That means we'll be rulers. Last week when we were reading the parable of the talents, what did he say? When the one giving five brought other five, he said, go and rule over cities. Go and rule over cities. The next verse. I said to verse 30, eh? Those of you that think that when you serve God, you become broke and poor. Right after he spoke about the judgment in that day, look, and everyone that had forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. You will never be poor because you served God. Yes, the amen that you are saying, whether you say amen or you don't say amen, once you sign up to serve him, he will prosper you. Verse 30. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be. A lot of you who only are concerned about things on earth, he says you will be last. Hey! I know you don't like the prophecy. Have you seen the way you are not concerned about building the church? He says you will be last. I know you don't like it. He says, you may think you are ahead. Very soon you realize that you are last. And those who serve God well, that you thought were nothing, will become first. Let's build the church. Do something for God. Let's build the church. Do something for God. Last scripture, Matthew. Matthew 16, verse 13 and verse 27. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, say, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? You see, he make reference to himself as the Son of Man. And I'm telling you, I said, the Son of Man is the pinnacle of the Son of God. And it is for judgment. Okay? In that day, in Zion, would you be part of the perfect man? The company of the perfect man? Who will be judges? I know sometimes it's difficult to picture how that day will become. That's why we are giving glimpses, all right, of it in the scripture. It's almost like this politics that people do. The politician comes to promise you, all right? And you know, obviously, once election has come, the one that wins, you are looking forward to the promises, isn't it? Look, it is sure. One day, it is sure. Get involved. Let's know that truly you are growing. Verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. He gives us a clue. He says, those that served with me and suffered with me, when I sit on the throne of my Father, they will sit down with me. In that day, where will you be? As we enter 2025, anything we say we are doing as church in order to push the kingdom of heaven, get serious. Let's see that indeed you are growing from just a child of God into a son of God by maturing. And how would we see that indeed you are maturing? We will see it in service. We will see it in how you are judging matters. All right? And all of this is in preparation for that day. As for Zion, you shall surely possess your possession. As for your buildings and your houses, you will have them. As for the growth of your business, you will have it. As for the good grades in school, you will have it. As for the good marriage, you will have it. As for children, you will have them. As for the good cars, you will drive some. As for good food, you will eat some. As for good refrigerator, you have some. As for deep freezer filled with meat, you have some. As for flat screens, big flat screens, you have some. Long life, you have it. Prosperity, you have it. But none of that determines your place in the age to come. serious in building the kingdom, that is what will give you a place. Am I communicating? As we end the year, in your evaluation, ask yourself, have I really grown in the things of God? Have I really matured? Am I really involved? Or is it difficult for me to even get involved? It will help you in your decision making for next year. That I decide I will mature. I will grow. As I grow, I'll apply myself. I'll be maturing. And I'll be preparing for myself a good place in the age to come. Amen.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.